So Prabhupada made that point. So it is much easier to please Krishna. And if you please Krishna, you please all of humanity. So that is the easiest thing to do. So we should think like this. We should try to understand these principles. They're very, very important. They're vital, essential principles. For example, one time, Lord Krishna went to Hastinapur. This is described in Mahabharata. Lord Krishna went to Hastinapur. And he is moving around. He met Duryodhana, who was the prince, very wealthy. And Duryodhana actually is not a nice person. But still, he invited Krishna, "Won't you come to our palace for lunch? We will prepare a royal feast." And Krishna said, "Well, I'll think about it." Then Krishna was moving around further. He met Vidura. Vidura is a very great devotee of Krishna. Actually, he's a very humble, simple man. A very poor man. But with great love for Krishna. So he also invited Krishna, "My Lord, please come to my place for lunch." So, two invitations, what to do? Well, Krishna could expand himself, I suppose, but Krishna chose, what do you think he chose? The big feast, amazing royal feast from this non-devotee, materialistic rascal, actually. Or the very simple offering of the poor devotee. Well, he accepted the offering, the lunch, offered by Vidura, this very poor devotee. So he arrived there. And they were so happy. Vidura and his wife were so happy. "Our beloved Lord Krishna has come to visit us in our house. We are so fortunate." So they invited Krishna and sat him down. And they looked, "What can we offer him?" They saw, "We only have bananas. Kela, few bananas. What to do?" So they told Krishna. Krishna said, "No problem, just bring the bananas." They were in ecstasy, serving their beloved Lord Krishna. So they are peeling the bananas and giving them to Krishna. Krishna was eating them. But they were in so much ecstasy. They didn't really know what they were doing. They were throwing away the fruit, the inside, and giving Krishna the skin. And Krishna was in so much ecstasy. He also was not really noticing what was going on. He was just eating those skins. And Krishna said, "These are the nicest bananas I ever ate." Now, don't start eating banana skins, okay? Well, I have never tried. I don't know if any of you had, but you know, people do not eat banana skins. I assume there's a reason for it. So Krishna was not tasting that. He was tasting the love. And there was so much love. He was just going on and on and on. This is just nectar. So this is to illustrate this point, the principle. If we serve Krishna with devotion, even something simple, he will accept, he'll be very happy. Now, of course, if you are a rich person, if you are some wealthy person, and you think, "Well, look, you know, all Krishna needs is one fruit, one banana, and that's it. And then I will be successful." And I will keep my billions for me and give Krishna one banana. That is not the right idea, actually. If you can afford it, then you should certainly offer as much as you can. But still the main point is, even you offer a lot with no love, Krishna's not interested. He doesn't care. He just wants that love. So therefore, we should try to serve Krishna, chant his holy names, offer him nice vegetarian food, like this. And if we serve Krishna in these ways, with sincerity, actually trying to please him, not so we can get something out of it, but simply for his pleasure, then Krishna will give you everything. He will give you himself and his kingdom, the kingdom of God. And then your life is perfect. So let us do like this then. Let us try to serve Krishna, chant his holy names, offer to him very nicely whatever we can. In this way, develop our relationship with Krishna. And then by his mercy, back home, back to Godhead. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki. Jai. Sri Sri Radha Golokananda ki. Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.